Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to cutting-edge jazz artists of the late 1950s and 1960s, such as Ornette Coleman and Cecil Taylor, interpreting classic standards. It's The Avant-Garde Plays the Great American Songbook, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist Archie Shepp performing Duke Ellington's Prelude to a Kiss from Archie Shepp's 1965 Impulse LP, Fire Music. We're playing avant-garde takes on the Great American Songbook on this edition of Nightlights. The jazz pioneers of the 1960s, artists such as Ornette Coleman, Albert Eiler, John Coltrane, and Eric Dolphy, all of whom we'll be hearing from in this program, came up in the entertainment world of the 1940s and 1950s, when what we know now as the Great American Songbook was taking hold in the musical canon. Although we think of these musicians today as groundbreaking innovators who eventually abandoned traditional song form, they all knew it, respected it, and in many cases genuinely liked it. A long-standing myth in some quarters has held that free jazz musicians aren't even capable of playing jazz standards, but economic necessity alone entailed knowing the changes on dozens, if not hundreds, of songs that were already warhorses by the 1960s. As the leaders of the vanguard began to record more and more of their own compositions, they sometimes returned to the songs they had grown up performing, filtering these melodies through new concepts of rhythm, harmony, and improvisation, leading in many cases to strange and distant places. Here's one such leader, pianist Cecil Taylor, from his 1959 album Love for Sale, performing Cole Porter's Get Out of Town on Nightlights.
Thank you.
pianist Cecil Taylor performing Cole Porter's Get Out of Town, written for Porter's 1938 musical Leave It to Me, Taylor accompanied by Buell Niedlinger on bass and Dennis Charles on drums from Taylor's 1959 United Artist LP Love for Sale. Alto saxophonist Ornette Coleman was another musician at the forefront of the revolution in jazz that began at the very end of the 1950s. Coleman's early career is legendary for the troubles he experienced playing with road bands in the Southwest, where audiences often greeted his idiosyncratic approach with hostility. When he brought his quartet to New York City in 1959, critics and audiences were divided over whether he was the new Charlie Parker or a musical charlatan who didn't know how to play his instrument. Decades later, his influence has had such a profound effect that it is difficult for modern-day listeners to locate the controversy in his early recordings, made for the Atlantic label between 1959 and 1961. Although Coleman insisted on primarily recording his wealth of original compositions, he did wax one standard for Atlantic. Some listeners have cited it for mockery, others have detected in it a quiet sort of reverence. Here's Ornette Coleman doing Embraceable You on Nightlights. Tenor saxophonist Albert Eiler performing what some of his musical colleagues knew as his favorite song on Green Dolphin Street in 1962 as part of the Herbert Katz Quintet from the Revenant collection Holy Ghost. Before that, we heard alto saxophonist Ornette Coleman doing the Gershwin's Embraceable You, the only standard Coleman recorded during his three-year stay with Atlantic Records, from the 1960 LP This Is Our Music, with Don Cherry on pocket trumpet, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Ed Blackwell on drums. That song originally appeared in the Broadway musical Girl Crazy. We'll have more takes on American standards from 1960s jazz pioneers in just a few moments. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to The Avant-Garde Plays the Great American Songbook on Nightlights. Thank you. We're playing 1960s avant-garde jazz versions of American songbook classics on this edition of Nightlights. When it comes to repertoire, one of the great lovers of American songbook is tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins, who's often drawn from movies and Broadway musicals for his set list. When he returned from a two-year sabbatical in 1961, Rollins felt a need to absorb and add his own creative thoughts to the freedom aesthetic that Ornette Coleman and others had inspired throughout the jazz world. And he found a very direct way to do that. Within a year, Rollins was playing with two former members of the Coleman Quartet, cornetist Don Cherry and drummer Billy Higgins. Here they are, along with bassist Bob Cranshaw, performing Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer's Dearly Beloved on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet and Richard Davis on drums from the 1963 album Conversations, an excerpt from their recording of Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz's song Alone Together, written for the 1932 musical Flying Colors. Before that, we heard tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins performing Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer's Dearly Beloved, originally written for the 1942 film You Were Never Lovelier. Rollins is recording from the 1962 RCA album Our Man in Jazz, with Don Cherry on trumpet, Bob Cranch on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. We'll close this Night Lights program with something from tenor saxophonist John Coltrane, who became an icon to many younger free jazz musicians, such as Archie Shepp, as the 1960s went on. In early 1962, Coltrane made his first studio recording with what would come to be known as the Classic Quartet, with McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. The quartet's album opened with an epic rendition of a Johnny Mercer Harold Arlen song, first sung by Bing Crosby for a 1945 movie. Probably attracted Coltrane for the same reasons that songwriter Alec Wilder liked it. Wilder described the Arlen melody as creating a modal feeling that achieved an unearthly effect. Coltrane would return to the tune in later years, recording an even longer version with Pharoah Saunders for the Live in Seattle concert. Here's the John Coltrane Quartet doing Out of This World on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist John Coltrane performing Johnny Mercer and Hal Darlin's Out of This World with McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums from the 1962 Impulse LP, Coltrane. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.